Minnesota Hospital to Resume Sex Change Drugs for Minors. By Catherine Hamilton on April 8, 2026. A Minnesota hospital announced on Monday that it will resume prescribing sex change drugs to minors. Children's Minnesota paused giving sex change drugs to minors in February, citing pressure from the Trump administration. The move came after the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, announced a proposed regulatory action in December that would bar hospitals from providing mutilating sex-rejecting drugs and surgeries to minors as a condition of participating in Medicare and Medicaid. Hospital officials said they are resuming the gender health program after a federal court ruling vacated the HHS's declaration, CBS News reported. Offering science and research-based health care to transgender and gender-diverse youth is part of Children's Minnesota's vision of being every family's essential partner in raising healthier children, Children's Minnesota said in a statement. The hospital also said it will be contacting patients' families that were impacted by the pause. When initially announcing the pause, Children's Minnesota said its gender health remained open to continue to provide supportive care, mental health services and guidance regarding medical and non-medical treatment options. The hospital called the pause a difficult decision and claimed that gender-affirming care is evidence-based and life-saving for transgender and gender-diverse youth. HHS said in its December announcement that sex-rejecting procedures on children, such as puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries, expose them to irreversible damage, including infertility, impaired sexual function, diminished bone density, altered brain development, and other irreversible physiological effects. Related, detransitioner Chloe Cole, $2 million malpractice ruling not nearly enough to undo damage to a generation of young people. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said at the time that doctors assume a solemn obligation to protect children. Doctors across the country now provide needless and irreversible sex-rejecting procedures that violate their sacred Hippocratic Oath, endangering the very lives that they are sworn to safeguard, he said during the announcement. The American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, peddled a lie that chemical and surgical sex-rejecting procedures could be good for children who suffer from gender dysphoria. He added, further accusing them of betraying the estimated 300,000 American youth ages 13 to 17 conditioned to believe that sex can be changed. Read more, first major medical group opposes sex-mutilating surgeries for minors. HHS has initiated investigations into hospitals across the country for allegedly providing sex change drugs, and sometimes surgeries, to minors. In January, HHS General Counsel Mike Stewart referred Children's Minnesota and several other hospitals for federal investigation. Children's Minnesota says on its website that it does not perform sex change surgeries on minors. The Trump administration's crackdown on hospitals providing mutilating sex change drugs and surgeries to minors is a stark departure from the Biden administration, which aggressively pushed sex changes for confused youth and used all levers of government to force broad compliance. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.